Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chav Ches Omer Aleph. We are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday Siman Tov Kuf Yud Aleph, which deals with furnaces, lighting water, heating up water on Yontif. So we had discussed yesterday the Ramah, right after the beginning of Mechaber, who says, Yesh Omim Do Osu Lohochem Beis HaChoref B'Yontif. The Ramah had said, this is the very bottom line of Kuf Chav Zayin Omid Beis, that the Ramah holds that you're not allowed, there's opinions that hold that you're not allowed to go and use a furnace on Yontif for, you're not cooking at all with that furnace, it's just purely for heating up the house. And the reason why he said you can't do that is only in a situation of the Lefamim, Ein HaKor Godov, Ein Oel Mefunakim. We're not talking here about it's cold. If it's really cold, everybody says you can use the furnace on Yontif. But we're talking here about where it's not so cold and only dainty people, fussy people, would use such a furnace. So we've begun doing the Mishnah Berurah on this yesterday. So we had started Sivkot and Dalit. We'll read it again. So he's saying, Pirish, Bizman Sheina Kor Godol, as I just pointed out, it's if the cold isn't too great. Shein Derech Stabini Odom Lahakbid Al Sina Zu. So the temperature is not enough that most people would turn on the furnace, and therefore the im nizdamin biyontiv shoyar kor godol, if it certainly was a very cold day on yontiv, like we sometimes find kemoshim watsu l'fomim pesach sukkos. Pesach and sukkos are in the spring and in the fall, but it could be sometimes very cold. So then mutul kul yama, if it's very cold, everybody can do it. And even if it's not cold enough that you would normally go and do this, heat up the furnace because of the cold. However, v'rak shahamacholim hashmeinim, the schmaltzy types of foods, shebishlam b'kira, that you would cooked in the oven, yikrishu machmasakor, it's cold enough that, okay, you're not going to really, you can put on a coat, you won't be so cold, but the food's getting cold and it's going to congeal. So then also, mutulo, that situation also can turn on the furnace, l'kuliyam, according to everybody. L'haver, taner, be'sachor, turn on the furnace, l'amidim shom k'desh lo yikrishu, and heat up the house so that the food won't congeal. Because the Hutzarech Ochon Nefesh Mamish, that's real Ochon Nefesh. So that completes the Mishnah Berurah that we did yesterday. Then he tells us that only Mufunakim, these very dainty people, need to turn on a furnace in the house when it's not so cold. And the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Hei says, the Kivin, the Enu Elulim Mufunakim, since only dainty people do this, Lo Avishav B'chol Nefesh. We had this important principle we alluded to yesterday, that if something isn't a hanoah, a benefit that all people get, it's not called Shav B'chol Nefesh, so then you're not allowed to do it. So here too, since most people won't benefit or need such a heating up of the furnace, so you can't do it in this situation. The Ramah continues and he says, V'heve kemerchatz u'mugmor di'osor. He brings up from the Beis Yosef in name of the Tshuva Ashkenazis, that in this situation, where it's not for everybody, it's not Shav L'chol Nefesh, it's the same exact thing as bathing and using incense, merchatz and mugmor, which also are not Shav L'chol Nefesh, and therefore they're not allowed to be used on Yontif. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Vav. Hainu. Din de lehilochem mayim l'tzorech chitzas kol gufo, the Sif Beis, we're going to learn in a few moments, in Sif Beis, that you're not allowed to go heat up water on Yontif to wash your entire body. The awesome times, the reason why you can't do that, you're allowed to heat up water to drink all you want. You want to have as much coffee as you want, you can do that. But here, you're not allowed to go and heat up water to wash your whole body because it's not considered something that's shav b'chol nefesh. We'll discuss this more in a moment when we start Sif Beis. Likewise, the din mugmar, that will be b'siv dalet l'kameh, that we'll learn in tomorrow's year. Next day share, when we'll talk about burning incense, which is also not Shav L'chol Nefesh. Many people don't necessarily enjoy that, and therefore it's not something that everybody enjoys, and therefore the Yisuru Hu Gam Kei Mitamzeh, and therefore this lack of being Shav L'chol Nefesh is true by the Mugmar, it's true by the Merachatz, and it's true by turning on the furnace in the house when it's not so cold. Finally, the Ramah Paskins over here, and he says, V'no'agu L'hokel, the Veld Paskins, not like the Ramah's Yesh Osrim, this more machmer opinion, but the Paskins like the opinion of the Mechaber that mutulasos medura l'schamim kinegda, that you're allowed to go and turn on the furnace. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Zayin, kiven the ikum alechas havara, since the essential part of the fire is bishvil karhu melechas hamuteres, is to prevent you from being cold, which is permissible on Yontif. Therefore, do Shav L'chol Nefesh. Everybody agrees if it's very cold, that's something to Shav L'chol Nefesh. So therefore, even though not so cold right now, lo kapdinon imakor godol lo katan. Therefore, we don't make a distinction as to whether it's really cold or just a little bit cold that some people would turn on the furnace for. And that's how there are more paskins like the more lenient opinion. Sif Beis. Chaber now says, Mutul Ohochem Biyontif, person is permitted to go and heat up water on Yontif, Mayim, lirchotz yodav, to go and wash his hands. The Bir Halacha di Ramaskel Yodav tells us that this is really talking about Chamim l'raglav is the actual lashon from the Mechaber, and some have the gear say Yodav l'raglav, and some say Panav Yodav l'raglav over here. And therefore, this really means Yodav. It doesn't only mean just his hands, it would mean his face as well. Some point out, the Bir Halacha says that nowadays that we don't walk around barefoot, or we don't walk around with sandals as much, so our feet aren't as dirty, so maybe it doesn't apply anymore, Shavu Chonefesh, that all people would benefit from washing their feet. Maybe that's why the Mechaber also said Yodav. In any event, this din is the Mechaber telling us you're allowed to go heat up water to wash your hands, abalow kol gufo, but not your entire body, even vafilu enu rochot subavatsachas, even if you don't plunge into a bathtub or into a shower, but you're just going to wash up one limb at a time, you're still not allowed to do your entire body, you're only allowed to do a pun of yodav and possibly raglav. The Bir Halacha also adds, in Dibra Maskul Lahochim, he says, Muchach b'gmora de lirchot yodav raglav mutur afilu imchimem hamayim kidei lirchot kol gufo, the osu yisu b'zeh. Even if your intentions were incorrect originally and you heated up the water to wash your entire body, then you find out you're not allowed to do that, but you're still allowed to use that water that you heated up to wash your hands and your feet. The rabbis didn't put a knatz in over here that you can't use this water for rechitzas ponov yodav viraglav. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkan Hey. He says, you're allowed to heat up water only to wash your hands. Avshenon ru'uyin l'shasiyah, even though this water is not going to be potable, you're not using this water to go and drink, rak l'rechitza, even though you're purely doing it for rechitza, you're allowed to do this for yodav. Sivkot and tes, the Mishnah Berurah says, huadin, panav viraglav, as I pointed out from the Bir Halacha, this also includes panav viraglav. And the issue footnote number 3 says that your definition of panav viraglav doesn't include the thigh or the forearm. It really includes just the palms and the feet. And he brings this down in the name of the Chidushei HaRashba. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, "The rechitzas ponav yod viraglav hu davar shalachol nefesh." Why are you allowed to wash your hands, your feet, and your face? Because that's something that everybody needs to do. That's not something that just fussy people do. That's something that every person needs to do. But you shouldn't use a bath for them. If you put it in a bath or use a bathhouse, so then you may come to immerse your entire body, which would be a problem. It brings down the name of the Beis Yosef. Sivkot Nyot, Avolo Kol Gufo, but you're not allowed to wash your entire body, as we said, even if you do it limb by limb. Pirush, Lahochi Maim, you're not allowed to heat up water, Kidei Rechitzas Kol Gufo, to wash your entire body. Because the Rechitzas Kol Gufo, Hudover Shein Shav L'chol Nefesh, Rak L'meunogin Horegilim Bazeh. Because most people in those days did not wash their entire bodies on a very regular basis, and therefore only the people that were fussy, the Meunogin, these people that took pleasures all the time, Munogim comes from the Lashon of Tanuk, so these people are very much interested in self-pleasuring themselves, so they would take baths on a regular basis, but nobody else did. Now, this is certainly not the custom nowadays. People bathe much more frequently. Our hygiene is far superior, at least we would say so, than the hygiene in the people in the times of the Gemara. So therefore, the issue footnote number 4 brings down a very important discussion. Well, today, one could make the argument that taking regular baths are something that's shavu l'chol nefesh. So he brings down, Bismanenu sharegilus, he lusachets b'mayim chamim. Nowadays, people take baths on a regular basis, or showers. No difference here between baths and showers. So Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal brings down, nevertheless, even though we take showers and baths more frequently, it's still not considered davar shavu l'chol nefesh. Why not? Because people don't take a bath or a shower necessarily every day. As opposed to, part of Yodav Raglav, people wash themselves, their face every day, wash their hands every day. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Sha'af dover she'enu nitzrach kol yom, even something that's not done every day. So, for example, he brings down marital relations, Tashi Shemitah, Nechshav b'gemara, ki dover shav l'chol nefesh. That's still considered something that everybody can enjoy and does enjoy. And it doesn't have to be something that's necessarily done every single day. So he seems to disagree with this reasoning of Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal. Brings down another reason. Tam nosaf lekach she'af shebezmanenu rechitzas kol gufu eino nechsheves kedavar shavu l'chol nefesh. Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal brings down a second reason, and he says shekivon shekavu chazal shirechitza eino davar shavu l'chol nefesh. Since in the times of the Gemara it wasn't considered davar hashavu l'chol nefesh, based upon their habits and hygiene in those days, so therefore it remains that way today, even though our customs have changed, our practices have changed. Finally, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that even though people are sweated up and they're filthy, they do take baths with hot water. Nevertheless, it is still not called a Dovar Hashav L'chol Nefesh because people don't do it at a set frequency or at a set time. They only do it when they're dirty. And this is like persons not considered Dovar Hashav L'chol Nefesh for certain refuahs, even though sick people take them, but not everybody's a sick person. So too, not everybody's considered dirty, and therefore it's not considered a Dovar Hashav L'chol Nefesh. Now we go back to Mishnah Berurah. Sivkon Yudal, the Mishnah Berurah says that when he said, Eino Ruchatzes V'Vasachas Ela Eva Evi, even though you're going to go and wash limb by limb, not allowed to do this, the B'mayim Shuch Mubi Yantiv, also L'chos B'chol Gavne, with waters that we heated up on Yantiv, you're not allowed to wash in this fashion as well, and certainly you can't go in all at once. Then the Ramos says, however, Hagot, Avamut L'chotz Tinok B'mayim Shuch Mubi Aide Yisrael B'yantiv, but you are allowed, he brings that from the Mardechai, to go and wash a baby that with water that was heated up on Yontif. Why is that? Mishabur explains in Simkot and Yudbeis, Pirish, Kigon Sha'avar Hichimmo, that you went and against the halacha heated up this water on Yontif, so we don't cancel you, we allow you to use this water. Or Oshu Chametzor Shti, or you originally heated up for drinking purposes. Oh, Pana Riyad Raglov, we heated up for Pana Riyad Raglov. In these situations, you're allowed to take this water, the Shari, it's good to go and wash the baby. However, for an adult, but for an adult, you wouldn't be allowed to go and use this water, as we said, to wash limb by limb. And this is true, even according to those that permit you to go and wash with water that was heated up before Yontif, which is not our minhag today. In any event, kivan shakoponim huchmu biyontif, since these were heated up on Yontif, we don't allow you to use them for an adult. But we do allow you to use it for a child. Why is that? The hainu revise below gozubo, because children need this for their growth. They need this to be healthy, to stay healthy. And therefore, the rabbis were not gozer in this situation. This is only for a child that you would wash every day. So then, ozamrin and hainu revise. That's the normal growth for this child. That's the normal way to keep this child hygienically clean. However, but if this kid doesn't take a bath for 2 or 3 days, so then certainly, Ozlav, Hainu Revise, that's not normal then, and therefore you can't say he has to do this, and it would be Osir. Dirshu footnote number 6 brings down in the third paragraph, if you're going to take it from the faucet, by your withdrawing the hot water from the faucet, you're causing more water to go in and fill up in the hot water tank and get heated up. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down that, therefore that's Osir. He holds that that's Osir. Because you're goring for this bishul in the rest of the hot water in the boiler, in the hot water tank, and it's not Lanzaruch Yantif. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Azaz Zatzal both bring down Mutalasos Kain. You are allowed to do this. And I do believe that is the commonly accepted practice that people on Yontif do turn on the hot water faucet for washing their hands or things like that. Tir Shavuot number 7 says this child that needs to be bathed every day, so he brings down from the Bir Halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, Shenechshav Kechol L'Shem Bo Sakana, such a child is considered halachically as a Chol L'Shem Bo Sakana in regards to washing, and L'Tzorich V'Chitzaso, and therefore to wash this child, Mutar Lav Ol Issa D'Rabbanan, you can even be over in Issa D'Rabbanan to go and wash this child. The remark continues and he writes, Avul also l'chamem l'tzorcho, you're not allowed to go and heat up the water for this child intentionally, afilu ayde enu Yehudi, even if it's via a non-Jewish person. He brings down for the Marami Prak. Sifkot Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, the lakama poskim, who is a deraisa? Because there are poskim that say that this is an issa deraisa. You can see this in Os Yud Dalet in the Shaar Tzion. This is the opinion of Tosos and the Rosh, and also Mashma from the Mordechai. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah continues, the rechitzas kol aguf eino shavu l'chol nefesh, since, as we pointed out already, washing your entire body is not something that everybody is enjoying and does, and therefore, even ayidei akum hushfus, even for the non-Jewish person to do it, it's an issa d'rabbanan, v'afilu l'das ha-sovrin do issa d'rabbanan, and even if this is only an issa d'rabbanan to heat up the water, akoponim hevi shvus d'shvus, it's a shvus d'shvus, miyu b'makum choli k'tzas yesh la'atir, but if it's necessary to do this with a sick person, you'd be allowed to. The Ramah continues and he says, Avo kishit sarich lohem levashel o ladiach, but if you have to go and rinse off something, ladiach or levashel means to cook something, mutar laharbos bishvilo, then you're certainly allowed to go and heat up some extra water once you're already allowed to do it for a permissible reason like cooking or for washing, so to rinsing out pots. So then, in that situation, you'd be allowed to heat up some extra water to go and use it to wash this child. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot Yudalit. Kidei, the reasoning is, Kidei, she yishor gam lekotan l'rchitza, to have leftover water for this katan to wash with, that is allowed. Ubuvad, however, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shlo Yosef mayim b'kederu le'acha shemiros aleish, that you have to put in enough water before you put it on the fire. You can't add water when it's on the fire. Rak sheyikach mitchilo kli gadol, so use a big utensil, a big container, a big pot up front. Olini mashino gimlite mitpachas, that which he says that people have the custom, they put this mispachas, it's called a vindlin, which is like a diaper, chitulin. So they go put this bareva tachas hakotan, be'eser chit, so they put it in the bath underneath the cotton during the time that the cotton is being washed. V'nei yesh b'zeh iser kibas. Now that's a concern because you're getting this wet, and anytime you get something wet, there's a problem of kibas, of laundering. The shoros of a mayim, when you're putting the water on it, so that makes it into kibas. V'alkein yesh lezar, therefore, akopan mishu ha-vindlin, these types of diapers, nikiyim, mechubasim, mikvar, that they should be absolutely clean and laundered from beforehand, because otherwise, then there is no heter to be mekel, litnum l'sel chamayim, to put him in the water, kimay diakam, except for a non-Jewish person to put him in there. And this would be true, v'afilu him nikiyim, mechubasim, tovshit, l'sel chamayim, diakam, mefshar. And even if they're clean, so while there may be some sort of a heter in this situation, it still would be preferable to have the akum put it in. Cause of Yatilel, Simishin Beis, Sifyur, in the Bir Halacha, Ayin Sham, we learned all this previously, said in Hilchos Shabbos. Now, in Dirshu footnote number 11, he points out, Umash lo hiskir, sheyesh chasha shema yischot, esamit pachas, beis ruchitza sekotin, why we're not concerned about doing schita, squeezing out this diaper-like structure, this thing that you're putting there underneath the child. So the Bir Halacha in Hilchos Shabbos said, shekol shenizor shelo lischot, if somebody's careful not to squeeze out, to be over schita, unless or machmas hachashash shema yovel schita, you don't have to be making a gzeir over here that maybe you'll come to be sochet, sheken in lahach b'ligabitina, because we're not machmir over here in regards to this tinok, because he's considered a chol shein b'sakana, as we pointed out, and therefore we're not machmir in this situation for the rabbis making an additional gzeir. In Dishu footnote number 10, he brings down Lini Mishim Mali Mayim Bikdera Yosef Mikvi Mashin Sorach Liom Tov. We said that you'll have to fill up the pot for more than what you need. So that is when you want to leave over some extra for the child to be bathed in. But what about if you want to leave over some extra for the next day for Chol? So then, if you're going to do that, you shouldn't say Beferish that I'm heating up 5 gallons over here, even though I only need 2 gallons, and the other 3 gallons I'm going to use tomorrow. So you are allowed to heat up extra if you're doing it before it's put on the fire. But you shouldn't say I'm specifically doing this for Chol. This is a good break point, so with this we conclude today's shiur.